Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, November 3rd, 2025, through Friday, November 7th, 2025. Monday, November 3rd, 2025. Senior member of Mexican cartel indicted on wire fraud, money laundering, and terrorism charges for operating massive timeshare properties fraud scheme. Julio Cesar Montero Pinzon, also known as El Tarjetas, Moreno, El Ches, Cesar Hernandez Jimenez, and C.H. Jimenez, a senior member of the Cartel de Jalisco, Nueva Generación, CJNG, and his half-sister, Giselda Margarita Arredondo Pinzon, were indicted for their roles in an international fraud scheme organized and controlled by CJNG that targeted Americans who own timeshare properties in Mexico. Montero Pinzon and Arredondo Pinzon are each charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud and conspiracy to commit money laundering. In addition, Montero Pinzon is charged with conspiracy to provide and providing material support to a foreign terrorist organization. CJNG is a transnational criminal group based in Mexico. On February 20, 2025, CJNG was designated a foreign terrorist organization, FTO, and a specially designated global terrorist organization. Montero Pinzon continued to engage in CJNG's timeshare fraud and in the laundering of victim funds derived from that fraud after CJNG was designated an FTO, and with knowledge of CJNG's designation. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Tuesday, November 4, 2025. Chairman of the board of Puerto Rican bank pleads guilty to multi-million-dollar wire fraud conspiracy that led to bank's collapse. Juan Francisco Ramirez, the chairman of the board of Notice International Bank, Notice, a Puerto Rican international banking entity, pleaded guilty for his role in leading a scheme to fraudulently obtain more than $13.6 million from Notice, which ultimately led to the bank's failure in 2023. According to court documents, Juan Francisco Ramirez conspired with others to siphon money from Notice. Ramirez and a co-conspirator concealed from other Notice board members and executives and the bank's regulator, the Office of the Commissioner of Financial Institutions of Puerto Rico, OCIF, that certain investments or loans were for the benefit of Ramirez and a co-conspirator in violation of Puerto Rican law and Notice policy regarding insider transactions. From 2017 to 2023, Ramirez conspired with others to invest more than $11 million of Notice's funds in a Miami-based lender so that it could loan those funds to Ramirez and a co-conspirator for their own benefit. Ramirez and his co-conspirators knew that these transactions were illegal and took steps to conceal their prohibited nature by having the bank make sham investments in the lending entity. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Wednesday, November 5th, 2025. Former executive director who embezzled over $500,000 from nonprofit serving Oakland, California youth, sentenced to more than 2 years in prison. Howard Solomon, a.k.a. Solomon Howard, was sentenced to 27 months in federal prison in connection with a years-long scheme in which he stole at least $549,000 from his former employer, the nonprofit East Oakland Boxing Association, EOBA. He was also ordered to pay restitution in the amount of $549,132.74 to the EOBA and $287,185 to the Internal Revenue Service. Solomon of Oakland pleaded guilty on April 23, 2025, to one count of mail fraud and one count of tax evasion for tax year 2018. From 2017 until 2021, Solomon served as the executive director of EOBA, a nonprofit that provides after-school and summer programming to East Oakland children and families, including tutoring and literacy support, boxing lessons and coaching, and internship opportunities for teenagers. Solomon embezzled at least $549,000 from his former employer and diverted funds and donations to EOBA to pay for personal expenses, including a vacation rental and a Ford Explorer. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Thursday, November 6, 2025. Former Los Angeles County Sheriff's Deputy pleads guilty to conspiring with corrupt cryptocurrency figure to extort and falsely arrest rivals. Michael David Koberg, a former deputy and helicopter pilot with the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, LASD, pleaded guilty to federal conspiracy charges for helping a now-jailed, self-styled cryptocurrency businessman extort a rival and arrange the sham illegal drug possession arrest of another adversary and Paramount in 2021. Koberg pleaded guilty to a two-count information charging him with conspiracy to commit extortion and conspiracy against rights. According to his plea agreement, Koberg, then employed as an LASD deputy and helicopter pilot, worked on the side with Adam Issa, formerly of Beverly Hills and Newport Coast. Issa, a self-proclaimed godfather, was engaged in fraudulent marketing and cryptocurrency schemes and has been in federal custody since September 2024. He has pleaded guilty to federal charges and awaits a December 15th sentencing date. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Friday, November 7, 2025. Chairman of Prince Group indicted for operating Cambodian forced labor scam compounds engaged in cryptocurrency fraud schemes. The U.S. Department of Justice files the largest ever forfeiture action against approximately $15 billion in Bitcoin currently in U.S. custody. Chen Zai, the founder and chairman of Prince Holding Group, Prince Group, a multinational business conglomerate based in Cambodia, was charged by federal indictment with wire fraud conspiracy and money laundering conspiracy for directing Prince Group's operation of forced labor scam compounds, engaged in cryptocurrency investment schemes known as pig butchering scams that stole billions of dollars from victims in the United States and around the world. To perpetrate these schemes, malicious actors contacted unwitting victims through messaging or social media applications and convinced them to transfer cryptocurrency to specified accounts based on false promises that the funds would be invested and generate profits. In reality, the funds were stolen from the victims and laundered for the benefit of the perpetrators. The scam perpetrators often built relationships with their victims over time, earning their trust before stealing their funds. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source, Federal Bureau of Investigation, 2025. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.